The Environmental Protection Agency is seeking support from institutions and stakeholders to sustain the achievements of the Africa Adaptation Program, AAP. AAP is to assist 20 African countries, including Ghana, to incorporate climate change interventions into the national agenda. Speaking at a dissemination workshop in Accra, a former program manager of AAP, Winfred Nelson, noted that tackling the effects of climate change is critical and must be a continuous process since it affects agriculture. We bring you Cynthia Boateng's report.
The Africa Adaptation Program, which was rolled out between 2008 and 2012, was funded by the Japan government under the UNDP Joint Framework for Building Partnership. 20 African countries were given funds to develop initiatives that will mitigate the effect of climate change. Though the program has ended, there is a need to sustain the achievements and find means to come up with similar programs. The former programs manager of the AAP Ghana, Winfred Nelson, narrated how beneficial the AAP has been to the country.
We built a capacity of people, 16 people. There was money to take people, few people like two or three, just to school, maybe do masters or short programs. And the program management thought that, no, it won't help. So let's have rather a mentoring and coaching program to build and sustain capacity in climate change. We put them on a comprehensive program. It was like learning by doing. So if this is what I do, and I do climate change, but I'm doing project management, come and learn it. So aside what we taught them in climate change, we also taught them other skills, facilitation skills, presentation skills, interpersonal skills. So if you are a negotiator in climate change, you produce a kind. If you are doing climate change agric, you produce a kind. Energy from the civil society. So that's one achievement. We use what we call the CRU process, and it's about innovation and change. We have bought a lot of things in terms of automatic weather stations or GMET. It's a remarkable achievement because they can now predict as accurate as possible that it's going to rain here. Farmers don't plant or plant. We also have international lessons because we work with other 20 African countries. And Kenya, for example, has got the National Climate Change Resource Center. Very interesting for us. How can we as a country learn from that process?
Mr. Nelson said fighting the effect of climate change is a process and not an event, and therefore called on corporate Ghana to be actively involved in issues bordering on the environment. This, he said, is the only way to ensure that the country's economy, which is largely dependent on agriculture, will be improved.
Cynthia Boateng reporting.